some of the stars through the airwaves and on the big screen. Coming to you live from Hollywood, it's Rated G Radio with your host, Garrett Miller.
Good morning, everybody. It's Rated G Radio. I'm your host, Garrett Miller. For the next hour, we're going to have psychic Zoe Niklaus with us. We're still waiting for her to call in. So I want to let you know that tomorrow's show, we have America's Top 50 Psychic, Rebecca Fisk, back. We're doing back-to-back psychic episodes. Sounds like we're on like the Discovery Channel or something like that. But back-to-back psychics. And one of these days when I get my act together, we're going to have them do a co-show together. I don't know what that's going to look like, but it will definitely be fun. That will be coming up in the next, probably the next month or so. I just need to get my schedule arranged and then see how the ladies can make it work for their schedule as well. But that will be totally fun when we get a chance to do that. And in other news, I think this Thursday night, we're going to have an episode of Rated LGBT Radio with Rob Watson. I'm trying to figure out how I can get back on the show and do that with him with my work schedule, and we're trying to get through that as well. Hey, one of the callers earlier today called in and said, I'm battling a cold. And so for anybody who is, thinking about, different, cold remedies and things like that, I wanted to share something that you may or may not have heard of. And you can think I'm crazy, by the way, because I don't really care, because all I know is it works, and it's free. Free is a very good price. It is called wet sock therapy. Wet sock therapy, when you're having a cold or you're feeling a little run down or fatigued, you can do it anytime. You don't have to wait until you're sick. It's a free, meaning no cost. There's a free way for you to help start improving your health, and I swear by it. My naturopathic doctor gave this to me about a million years ago, and here's the process, and you can Google this also. It's called wet sock therapy. So you can think I'm nuts, but I really am not. Well, I may be nuts, but the what I'm telling you really does work. You're going to take a nice hot bath or shower right before you get ready for bed, get your jammies or sweats ready, and then you're going to need two pairs of socks. One pair is wool socks, if you have them. If not, just like two pair of gym socks. But one pair is going to be cold and damp, so you're going to run them under the sink, under cold water. Wring them out. It's not like sopping wet. You're not trying to get a sponge like you're washing the car, so you walk around the house going with your feet. That's not the goal. You just need cold and wet. Wring them out, set them to the side, have a pair of dry socks. Take your shower, put your jammies on. Put the wet socks on right before you go to bed. Put the dry socks over it. And when you lay down, your feet are going to be, because they're going to be cold and wet, for just a moment. You don't need to freak out, because it's not going to be like they're cold all night long. And even if they were, you'll be asleep. You won't know. And it elevates your body's white blood cell count, and it helps combat your fatigue or your cold overnight. I recommend that you do it 3 days in a row, at least when you Google it. Wet sock therapy, it will tell you to do it for about 3 days. But what will happen is you will sleep like a rock. Your body's white blood cell count elevates, and it kind of helps counterbalance the yuck that's going on in your body. And you wake usually feeling really, really good in the morning. If you're starting this mid cold, it hopefully will speed up how quickly you recover, but it's not going to, it's not going to fix you in a nap. So just know that. But I recommend that to you, and that is free to you. There's no cost for it. So try it out when you're feeling run down, and, of course, you can Google that and see what I'm talking about. Now, the other thing is, some people are so mortified at the fact their feet might actually be cold. Number one, get over it, because I'm the biggest wuss in the world, and I did it, and it's totally not a big deal. But if you can't stomach the thought of having your feet wet, oh, my gosh. Put Vicks VapoRub on your feet, but do everything exactly the same. Hot shower, jammies, get a pair of socks. You don't need two pairs of socks, then just one. Vicks VapoRub on your feet. You can still put it on your chest, but it has to do with having your feet being stimulated and activated, and that's what this will do. So either cold, wet socks or Vicks VapoRub on your feet, and then you will feel better in the morning. 3 days in a row, and you'll be good as new. So there we go. Zoe, welcome back to Rated G Radio for your second appearance in March. How are you today?
Good morning, Garrett. I'm doing well. I had a little bit of a phone issue, but
okay.
We're approaching a couple of retrogrades, so not a surprise. I know. So, goodness, what do we have going on? You know, yesterday was the first day of spring.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy your first day of spring?
I worked, so yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I was up and down freeways. Yesterday, I felt like a pincushion. I was poked and prodded, and I had there's a thing out in the world called a nerve conduction test. I've never had one. And I have something simple going on with one of my feet, and I thought it was a simple issue. And the next thing I know, my doctor says, oh, we're going to do this. And I said, okay. And I go to the doctor's office, and the nurse, who is young and sweet, she says, well, do you know what this process is? And I said, no, but I'm open. So unbeknownst to me, I became my doctor's experiment with shocking and needles into the nerves. It was, yes, it was, quick and dirty, but oh my goodness. So I was wide awake then, and then I had a little bit of a, oh goodness, yes, that woke me right up. And my doctor was happy to segue and tell stories of growing up in his home country of India to keep me distracted. And so I just, I kept my eyes wide closed. I had to belly float through the moment, belly float. I was breathing really not erratically, but very intentionally and dramatically deep breath in. And that would eliminate a half scream. So that was good.
What is the thought behind doing this? That if he hits the nerve, he's going to deaden the response later? Or how does that work?
Well, this is interesting. This is all hooked up to a machine. This is all technology. I tell you, things are so different in a nice way. And so as he is making contact with the skin, whether it was the mild vibration, the strong vibration, or with the needle, everything was hooked up to this computer, basically. And so the goal here was to figure out what is going on with the nerves, and where is the source of from whence the issue lies. And so in a nutshell, it comes down to the lumbar area. You know, the conclusion was, L4, L5. So you talked about wet sock therapy. I would like to talk just briefly about the importance of chiropractic care.
Yes.
I choose to do both allopathic and naturopathic, you know, because both sides bring all kinds of things to the table. And so anyway, with the chiropractic, you know, that focuses on the spine and adjusting and getting the nerves in place. I have a fabulous, fabulous chiropractor, and the practice at this particular office, it's called Atlas Orthogonal, and that's a really long word to say to get your head on straight. So what they do, this is absolutely fascinating. Just through the simple process of birth, this is for everybody, as we are being born, our neck, our C1, can slightly get off kilter a little bit. And the C1 is actually in the skull. It's not one of the vertebrae, you know, going down. And so what this particular practice does is that it gets the C1 back in place with sound waves. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. And it's rather uncomfortable. You know, you have to lay on your left side, and they situate your neck on this little platform. And then they do, it's not even a shock of air, but with sound waves, they put that bone back in place. What it does is it opens up the brain stem, and it opens up blood flow and oxygen. You know, Garrett, I did this. I tried this a year ago. I've had different structural issues going on, and, you know, sometimes you just get used to being a certain way, and finally a friend said, I think you need to go try this guy. And I did. And prior to my first adjustment, the oxygen levels in my blood were only at 50%. I didn't know this. And so I said to the doctor, is that normal? And he said, no, absolutely not. This is not normal. And so what was fascinating, they took the x-rays, the before and after, got the C1 in place. and it drew one leg. It brought my legs nearly even. It shifted everything by a full 11 degrees just
wow.
by the first adjustment. And the oxygen levels in my blood, because my brain stem was now open because the C1 was back in place, immediately started flowing. My first reaction was that I started crying. And I asked the doctor, is this normal? And he said, yes, welcome to your brain stem. Welcome
oh
to what you really need to feel like. I had no idea. And so, again, with this particular, you know, there's all kinds of different chiropractic treatments and practices. But this one is specifically Atlas Orthogonal. What's lovely is that a person's neck is never touched except, you know, to check to see if your neck is still in place or not. But that's it. They have you lay on a table, dangle your feet off the end, and then based on how your feet are resting and how your legs are, that's how they determine where does the adjustment need to be this time. And I'm delving into this and explaining this in detail because, number one, we still have to take care of these physical bodies. You know, when our soul incarnates, we choose this vehicle called a body. And there's so many neat ways that we can support our bodies now. You with the wet sock therapy or cold whatever. The two socks. Fascinating. And it's, you know, all these natural things. The power and beauty of coconut oil.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Internal, external, just so powerful. But I would like to just, it's so important to be adjusted, and it brings us into alignment. And again, I choose to marry that as well with allopathic medicine to make sure, you know, I am on the straight and narrow, because sometimes, you know, to do just one thing that fits a very small percentage of people, a very small percentage are okay to do only naturopathic, for example. So, you know, I like to make sure that across the board in these different areas that things are distributed evenly. But, you know, with the spring equinox and with the spring solstice, it's yet another way that we can bring ourselves back into alignment with our own self. You know, think about the chiropractic adjustment. So many people don't believe in it, but it's so powerful to learn, you know, the nerves and the nerve centers and how they wrap around each vertebrae, and each vertebrae represents a different organ in the body. It's just fascinating, absolutely fascinating. So, first of all, I highly encourage people to do this, and especially the spring solstice. Yesterday, we also had the new moon. New moon, we are finally out of the influence of the full moon. However, some people still are releasing a lot of emotions. You know, the last couple of weeks for people have been rather difficult, you know, challenging. But, you know, last week there was a very nice shift of energies where, it's like things were just icky for quite a long time. Like it was a wide variety of experiences, way up and way down. But something happened last week. I don't know what the shift was, but for people in general, it's like things are starting to get a little bit more right side up now. Like, oh, yeah, we're kind of getting back to what a normal year, whatever normal means, but, you know, getting back on our feet, getting back upright again. So with this new moon, again, this is a manifesting time. It's in the sign of Aries. Aries is fire. And Aries says, Aries is a doer. Let's go, let's do. We just exited the sign of Pisces. Pisces is very emotional, very psychic, very, you know, we go uphill and downhill against ourselves. What do we want to do? I want to do this. No, I don't want to do this. And now we're in a space and time of now it's time to move. Now it's time to have movement in our world, in our lives, take action now on those ideas that we've been thinking about. And it's nice to be thrown into this energy because it's like, oh, now we can kind of like dry out from all these crazy experiences. And oh, by the way, I got to, I ended the day yesterday by having a tooth pulled. So that was my spring day. I just was all in it, having wonderful experiences. I actually enjoyed some really fun phone calls, and believe it or not, it really was a great day. It just was comical to me. It's just one of those days where you say, okay, I'm here for the ride, and I'm going to take what I can and make the best of it. And it was fun. It ended up being fun. I thanked the dentist afterwards. He was a little bit blown away. I said, thank you so much. This is so nice to have this tooth finally pulled. And he shook my hand and he said, I usually don't get thank yous for pulling teeth, but okay. It was funny. He was rather perplexed, but I was like, yes, yes, I released it, yes. And it's a molar right in the back. You can't see it anyway, right? But it had been causing issues for a long time. And, folks, I'll tell you what. If you get a root canal and you think you are safe from future pain and destruction, I'm here to say this is not the case. I had that for about 20. Yes, this was a tooth that had undergone a full root canal and a crown and all the pretty pretties that were, you know, at that time it was, oh, let's do the ceramic crown and matched it with the other teeth. And this was, and the problem was not the tooth. It's that an infection had occurred below the root in the gum line. And for that reason, right, and I had no idea that root canals can also be retreated. And I said, and I asked, what does that mean? Oh, we go back in and we undo and redo. And I said, you have got to be kidding. So then I'm doing the mathematical assessment of, how many root canals do I have? Wow. Why would a person get a root canal if the end result is you're going to pull the tooth anyway? It just makes no sense. So I'd never heard of it, but that is the case. That is exactly what happened. I thought, well, I am happy to release you. God bless you, tooth. Thank you for everything. And then it finally came out. So
there you go. I love it.
It was an interesting day. Interesting day. And you know what? This was my new mantra, I surrender. I surrender. And you know, I'll tell you what, Garrett, this is a new thing for me. And I'm finding that in these kind of messy situations, Sky, and you say, okay, God, guess what? I surrender. Whatever the message is here, I surrender. I'm clearly not seeing something, so help me to see this. And the beauty of thanking the dentist was they were very kind. They were very the hygienist, she was lovely. She walked me back out to the front desk and stayed there until someone was there to, you know, take my next appointment. And it was lovely. I found the day to go very well. And when we surrender deep within ourselves to God or whoever we believe in and say, you know what? Hey, I'm done. I surrender. You're in charge here. It changes the energies in a pretty dramatic way. And I really enjoyed, absolutely enjoyed experiencing how it shifted my day. There was a lot of kindness. There was a lot of respect. Isn't that something? And it's these little things. And it's like, wow, this is fascinating. It's exciting. So I encourage people to practice that, you know, especially on those days where it's like, let me go back to bed because it's only 7 o'clock and we're starting out like this. You know what? Surrender it. And I'm excited about it, if you can't tell. So it's fascinating to do this. And in surrendering, this is exciting. After my morning experience of being needled and shocked and prodded, I received a text message for a speaking engagement for tonight.
Nice.
So that was exciting. So tonight, well, I'll just, if I can squeak this in really quick, this afternoon, starting at 1 o'clock, I will be at Karina's Bakery in Tacoma, Washington, from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock doing readings. And it's fun. You know, it's fun to be inside of a coffee shop, not inside of a, you know, stuffy store somewhere, but inside of a casual coffee shop. It's cool because people come in and they're like, hey, you know, I'll try a little 10-minute thing. Let's see what this is about. And it's fun. It's a nice, relaxed, casual atmosphere. So I'll be there today from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And then this evening, I will be one of the panel members for a psychic showcase in Federal Way, Washington at the Clarion Hotel. It's Lou Free's showcase. And we start at 7 o'clock in the evening. It's a $5 cover, and that gives you a quick little mini reading on an envelope. You're given an envelope on the front. You put a personal item inside, and the envelope is given to any one of us panel members. And we do a little reading. We write it out, and then during the showcase time, we each stand up and we read the reading. So anyway, I am the guest speaker tonight, and the format, the structure for tonight topic is, how do I do what I do? What does that mean? And so it will be fun to talk about this, and also we're going to open it up for question and answers too. So it's fun, and you know, with some psychics, there are a lot of questions. I have people I do readings for, my clients. How do you do this? What happens? Where do you go? How do you tune in? How do you know these things? So that's what the talk is going to be about tonight. And it's going to be an invitation for folks to ask those questions too. And then this coming Saturday night, I will be a panel member on yet another psychic showcase in Lakewood, Washington at Burr's Restaurant. And that showcase starts at 6 o'clock p.m. And it's lovely because a person can order dinner. There's a bar if people want to go have a drink, bring it in, whatever. Anyway, I will be a panel member there as well. It's a neat group, and this group, they are all about promoting all of the psychic showcase events in the area, which is nice. They globally support all of us, and it's a neat venue, and it's wonderful to go be at one of those venues where all psychics are supported. You know, the Seattle area here in the Great Northwest, the community here is in deep with psychics. Why? This is a Scorpio state, and it's a water sign state. And so it is normal that there are so many people here. And it's funny because it's like we all know each other, and there's probably a couple hundred of us or more. And we all see each other and cross paths at all the different psychic fairs and venues and so on. So anyway, those are my upcoming appearances.
What's interesting about that, though, is, you know, like, you know, there are lots of flavors of coffee, and there's lots of different TV shows that are out there. And, you know, you're not going to like every TV show or cup of coffee that you have, but when you find one that you like, you want to hang on to it. And I think that that's what's interesting about when you're attending one of these events that you're going to and you're featured at, Zoe, is that, you know, sometimes people are totally going to click with you, like the listeners here on the show. And we got a ton of people, so we'll get to the callers in just a second. Or, you know, sometimes you're going to go, well, you know what, that wasn't exactly, you know, I didn't get the vibe from it. I'm all about the vibe. And if I don't get the vibe, you know, I want to go on and move on to something else. And, you know, so I think it's very cool that you can be there, because what it does is it lets you, you know, network a little bit with your peers, but it also gives people a chance to just, you know, find that flavor of coffee that they like and then, you know, kind of hang on to that or get a second cup. So, anyway, way to go. Congratulations. Big time.
Thank you.
So everybody who's been sitting here letting us ramble for a little bit, thank you for indulging us. We're going to get to callers here right now. I do want to remind everybody that if you are enjoying hearing Zoe or would like to have a private reading with her, you can always go to her website, zoeniklaus.com. I've made it really easy on the show page. Just click the visit her awesome website here. Click the hyperlink. It'll take you right there.
Yeah.
And you can schedule your own private reading where you don't have to, you know, share her with anybody else. Zoe, do you have a radio special for March?
I do. And I'll tell you what, it's my standard radio special. And of course, St. Patrick's Day, which is already come and gone. But guess what? It's still here. It's a flat $85 for 1 hour. This is normally $2 a minute, which translates to a $120 value. And so go to my website, click on the radio special. Again, it's $85 for 1 hour. It's a great, great deal, people. I have been experiencing a nice influx of listeners here who are taking advantage of this. So, yes, so a flat $85. And it includes, like Garrett was describing, all the different flavors of coffee. In my palette of what I do, there are different flavors of what I do as well. So it's not just psychic, and it's not just healing. It's a combination of many things. So So anyway, I do encourage you to take advantage of this. It's just a it's a great deal, and there's a lot of bang for your buck that happens. So there you go.
And as we get to the callers, I will tell you, one of the things that I love the best is her theta energy healings that she does as well. So if you want more information about that, go on her website and then click, click, click. Let's get to callers. Otherwise, we're going to take up the whole hour of just chit-chatting, which is totally fun. But we've got people who want to ask questions. We're going to start with our first caller today, Amla. Amla is born December 16th, 1973. Amla, thank you for waiting. You're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Zoe, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, my dear?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm enjoying the show.
Good. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, how can we help you?
Yes, I was interested in a certain person. It's been since the fall, and I'm wondering if you see this expanding and flourishing into a relationship romantically or to move on. Because it's spring. It's a new season.
Exactly. And we're in the sign of Aries. You, my dear, are a Sagittarius, as you know. You know best.
Yep.
And you are a number three life path, which means balance. It means spiritual balance. And so it's one thing with this person is to ask yourself, do the energies of this person, are they parallel with your belief system? And is this something that brings you balance deep inside? So that's just a, you know, quiet question for you to ponder and reflect on. As far as what I see, I feel how you feel. I mean, the feelings that you have towards this person is very strong. It's very magnetic. It's charismatic. At the same time, this person does feel like they are distracted with other things going on in their world.
Yes.
It doesn't feel
true.
Like they're able, yes, that they're not able yes. to provide the attention nor the focus that you truly do desire. So the cool part about what you are doing right now, you're a Sagittarius now in the sign of Aries, so fire and fire. So you are ready now to just march forward and say, okay, here's my truth. I don't see you, as much as you enjoy the energy of this person, I don't see you waiting around for this person either, because it does feel like if you choose to, there will be another energy, another individual waiting for
okay.
you. And it's more—it's literally almost around the corner. I want to say the month of May. It's coming up quick. So you're going to be divided a little bit, but you will always be in contact with that person anyway, because you actually do enjoy them regardless. It's just that they're not able to fulfill what you are looking for nor what you feel you need right now. Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense. Yes. And I love what you said with what you were saying earlier. Forget my reading in the sense of surrendering. That's all I've been doing is surrendering.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so helpful to just let go, let God, and you're right on. You're right on with marching forward and the new beginnings. I feel it. Yeah.
Excellent.
Good.
Yes, and you process through things rather quickly. So, you know, I see where you can be hard on yourself, but it's time to give yourself a little bit of credit there. Because
yes.
from the time it lands on your plate, you really do study it, you scour it. It's almost like you are down to the nth degree with everything. And then you when you're all done, then you're done. And you're at peace
yep.
with it. And that's the nice part with you. And so with this person, I do, you know, should you choose to wait, you're going to be waiting for some time. Should you choose to go forward, I don't see you throwing this person away out of your life either. So,
you'll keep
a nice balance there.
Yeah, I think it's a good friendship, and I like what you said about this is the time to, because the Sag and the Aries being together, you know, it's just great energy to just move forward, and it makes sense to me.
There we go.
Thank you for the validation.
Thanks for calling in. Have a great day today.
You too. Blessings.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Our next caller is Holly. Holly is born October 25th, 1964. Holly, welcome to the show. You are live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, neighbor. I'm in Auburn, Washington.
Oh, hello, neighbor. How are you?
I'm good. I heard all your dates, so I might try to go to one. So close to me,
good.
Especially Federal Way. Yeah. Maybe the Federal Way one.
Yes. 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 Yes, join us tonight. I'm speaking tonight. Yes, that would be fun. How can I help you now?
Just finances in the near future. You need a better question than that?
So, let's see. Are we looking to see if they will improve?
Yes.
Okay. And have you been out of work? Is that it?
No. I'm working. I'm just trying to do, like, side jobs and make more money.
Oh, goodness. Okay. you're a busy girl. Here's what I'm saying. It's like the bell curve, you know, the graph of the bell curve. And you're still moving up the bell curve. You're maybe about a third of the way up the bell curve, approaching perhaps the halfway mark, but not just yet. Anyway, you're going to continue doing what you're doing for a little while. I'm hearing 5 to 6 months. Then you're going to taper off because here's what I'm seeing. It looks like you are like a squirrel. So you're working all these jobs, and you're gathering and gathering and gathering to prepare for winter. So what I'm seeing you do is you're gathering to prepare for Christmas at the end of this year. It also feels like you're thinking about a trip. So like a squirrel, you're going to be doing a lot of hard work really fast for a short period of time to gather all your resources, and then you're going to find your balance again. So just know that the tight rubber band effect that you're feeling, because you are feeling it, this will go on for a little while. And, of course, it'll be of your choosing on how long, but I see an intensity of a good 3 or 4 months where it is absolutely intense for you in terms of running. But it's short, it's quick, it's not going to be forever, and you will accomplish, you have a certain goal in mind, and you are going to accomplish that. And whatever the set number is that you have put your eyes on, you're going to bypass it, even if it's by a couple of dollars. You are going to reach that goal and surpass it, it's going to give you a new sense of empowerment so that when you go on your trip and you come back, you're really going to be an entirely different person in a positive way, just because you're empowered and you know that you can do anything. So there you go.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Holly.
You're welcome.
Make sure to go out and check out Zoe in all of the places she's going to be in Northwest Washington in the coming days and weeks. And by the way, if you're called in and I haven't screened your call, hang tight. When I bring Evelyn on next, there's your clue, Evelyn. I'm going to I'm going to get your names and birthdays. So get ready because I'm going to ask you next. Evelyn, you are now live with Zoe. Evelyn is born August 17th, 1982. Go ahead.
Hi, Zoe. This is Evelyn.
Good morning. Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, I have a question regarding careers. I'm contemplating either going a different route and possibly going back to school to learn some sort of trade or career and also moving. I don't know if that's a good idea, but I just feel like I have to do it or I want to do it. Just want to know what my cards have to say in regards to that.
Let's see here. So you were born in 82, which means, okay, so I'm getting your age together in my mind. You are in the middle of what we call the Saturn return, which for everybody starts at the age of 27. And what this means is we go through a lot of change. And the reason is it's just a time for growth. It's a time when the lessons we haven't quite learned and or the lessons that we need to have to then fulfill the next however many years until the second Saturn return, we experience a great deal of change. The change that you're thinking of is appropriate for you. And the beauty of you contemplating this change is that it is a statement that you're ready to let go of the past and to move into new energy and into the future. And it's not a coincidence that we're talking about it right now, especially because yesterday was the first day of spring and the new moon. So if you haven't done it already, I would encourage you to write down positive affirmation statements. I am in school. I have moved. I am living where I want to live. You know, but write down these statements, preface with either I am or I have. And what that does is that it speaks it into the present, into reality. You know, the universe, God, creator, source, it's like it brings it into the present. Here's what I'm looking for. Here's the order to fulfill. I do see you entering school. I do see you choosing a trade, which will be easier because then that way you can get plugged right in. Versus if you were to go after a degree, you still have to try to get a job in that field. You know, because you have a degree doesn't necessarily mean they're going to take you right in. So anyway, I do see you doing that. A move would also be good for you because wherever you're at right now, you've been there a while. And it's like when you feel like the energies are stuck, they are stuck. They have been stuck. So it feels like you've been walking through mud a little bit. And the mud, I would call this uncertainty. So definitely look into this school and start taking action. Make the phone calls, do the networking, whatever this is going to involve. But I see you starting school, it feels like August or September. So you're going to be doing it a little bit later this year.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Yeah. No, there's exciting stuff happening. And it's going to happen quick. So it's like the question is, are you ready for it?
Who would it
there
be?
There you go, Evelyn.
Thank you.
You're going to have a great year. I'm so excited for you. Now you have to call back and let us know all the cool things you're doing. That is awesome. Okay,
yeah.
Folks, real quick, again, ZoeNiklaus.com is the website. You can click on the show link and go and sign up to get the radio special, $85 for a full hour just dedicated to you. And it is totally cool. I've done it before, and it will change a lot of things. And it's so super fun, too, because, you know, it's Zoe. Give me a break. Our next caller is Eileen, born June 28th, 1951. Eileen, you are now live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning. How are you?
My spirit's high. My body is under a pressure of a cold, but other than that, I'm good.
Very good.
So, Zoe, my reality is like yours, where I can envision the future, and I just want to confirm this with the universe and with my God spirit. I'm ready to take the next leap into the universe of the world. And I am asking God to bring me forth a helper that's going to find me at a show in April. That's going to get me to, I want to go to New York with my artwork and get out there to the higher levels. Do you see that happening shortly in this year?
I'm looking at it. That's why I'm quiet. When I'm quiet, I'm not ignoring you. I'm already receiving pictures and such. Okay. First of all, you know that your birth force is a number five in your life path, which is change, transformation. And so your question is directly parallel to your life path, which is lovely, wonderful. I do see you right now. Okay. Number one, I do see this happening, yes. I also am seeing, and I know what it's like when we have faith, and then it's like, it's not happening. Then we drop down into the deep, dark depths of things, and you're not going to let yourself go there, but in the space where you have that quick flash of, I don't know about this, that's when it's going to come forward again. The surrendering, yes, surrendering, okay, here's what it is. If you want me to go, great. If not, great. I'm just going to enjoy. There's something powerful about doing this, and you know this, and I know this. And so anyway, is this going to happen? Yes. Are you gently shifting gears in a very conscious way, in a clear way? Yes, you are. And so, yes, you are on your way to manifesting that dream. And there's more dreams that you have, too. But this one here is like, it's not just a yellow brick road for you. It's a golden road. It's beautiful. And you have spent a vast amount of time setting your
working
intention
towards
to
it.
Create this. Yes, working towards it. You've definitely been doing the work. And right now, the hard part for you is actually just, it is a time to rest for the moment and allow all of these things to come back around so that they can fully manifest and come to fruition. And yes, that person will come forward. Yes. Uh-huh. That's exciting for you. I'm excited.
Do you see them meeting? I'm meeting them at an art show on the 8th, 9, 10 of this month, 7, 8, 9 this month, April.
Of April?
Yeah. I mean, that's the last opportunity where I'll be, like, really out there in the street meeting people. Besides,
oh, that's wonderful.
People that find me on the phone and stuff like that and my website. I'm pretty nationally known, internationally known, but I need to be visible. My paintings need to be in a gallery where people can
Eileen, do you
want to
give a plug for your website?
Oh, thanks, Garrett. Yeah, my name is E-I-L-E-E-N, Eileen. And my second name is S for Sam, E for Edward, I for ice cream, T for Tom, Z for zebra.com. EileenSites.com, like Eileen on my site.
Okay.
There we go. Cool.
Very good. Thank you. Oh, that's lovely. I will
Thank
be checking
you.
That out. You are going to have a meeting. It's going to be whatever the range of dates that you gave. What I'm seeing is that it's going to be either the second to the last date or the last date. You're still going to feel like, oh, my God, you know, shortness of breath syndrome. But
cool.
It's going to be okay. And, you're going to be fine. So just know that all of your hard work is coming to fruition. And as you've been doing, visualize it and seeing it happen now. We, you know that it is happening now. It's like what Kryon teaches. You go into the future, see it is already done, and come back into the present.
Yeah.
And there you go. Yes.
And, you know, I just want to say I have Mercury conjunct Uranus exactly in Cancer conjunct my Sun, so I get it.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, I'm rising Moon and Mercury in Cancer all in the 12th house. So
I love it.
There's my language.
Okay. I may tap into you for a fuller reading. And thank you, Garrett,
okay.
very much.
Thank
for
you so much.
On.
You bet. Have a great day. Appreciate
on
your
it.
Time.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There we go. And we're going to jump over to Wendy, born July 6th, 1951. Wendy, welcome to the show. You are live with Zoe.
Good morning. Thank you for accepting my call. Zoe, hi. I have manifested 3 great employment opportunities. I am scheduled to start work with Centene HealthNet on March 27th, and I go in tomorrow for my orientation through a staffing agency. And the way they phrased it was they've seen people come on permanent when Centene is ready. So I would hope that that would happen sooner than later. My concern is I was scheduled for a City of Sacramento test for a 311 operator call center job on March 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Working here, I don't want to jeopardize my current employment, but I'm thinking of saying maybe the day before, you know, I had an appointment, I won't say what it's for, scheduled for March 31st. Can I miss 3 hours without any repercussion? And then thirdly, I tested for Pacific Gas and Electric in their call center, and I passed, but I haven't heard from them. It's been about 3.5 weeks. What do you pick up, Zoe?
Goodness, that's a lot going on.
it is.
Yes. Of the 3 that you named, what is resonating the strongest for me anyway is the medical field position. What if that's call center or whatever?
It is.
That one is okay. That one is resonating with me the strongest. So,
uh-huh.
And you said that's a start date of March 27th. Is that correct?
Yes, I go in for orientation tomorrow, but I start this coming Monday.
That's right, because we are at the end of March, yes. Okay. That position, out of all three positions, first of all, it feels like it's the strongest one for you.
Okay.
I'm familiar with PG&E, and I know that that would be a stable one. It just, it feels like they're not going to be contacting you, though, for a while yet. And so your skills, based upon what I'm feeling and seeing for you, is strongest in the medical realm. So the medical uh-huh. field would be more fitting, would be the best fitting, let's put it that way. And it's not that you couldn't do the others, you could, but that one resonates uh-huh. the strongest with me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, how would they react if I ask to leave 3 hours early on the 31st, just stating I've had an appointment for quite a long time? Would there be an impact on me, or should I just leave it alone?
Definitely, and this is just speaking from practical viewpoint here. Communicate that up front. Just, you know, you had a pre-existing appointment. It's on this day mm-hmm. from this time to this time. And the staffing agencies are usually pretty good about respecting that. And they will simply ask you to communicate with the business, you know, about what's going on with that. And honestly, I really don't feel like there's any problem with it whatsoever. Again, it's a communication thing, and then go do your thing and then come back to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want that backed up in my back pocket.
And Wendy, I'm going to tell you that I totally agree. You know, just say, hey, you know, I have a prior, I'm so excited to be working here. This is awesome. I just need to let you know I had a prior appointment before accepting the start date. Can I, you know, I need that, you know, 3 hours off or, you know, whatever it is. And I'd be shocked if they said, no, you can't do that. That just, you know, that just doesn't happen, you know.
Right.
We've got a few more callers, so let's jump to it. We've got Marilyn calling, and Marilyn is born. My favorite aunt is Marilyn, by the way, but it's not my Aunt Marilyn. Somebody else. It's Marilyn, born October 25th, 1952. Welcome, Marilyn, to the show. You're live with Zoe. Go ahead.
Hello, Zoe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marilyn.
My question revolves around finances. And the past 6 months have really been interesting in terms of I've been aspected by losing my longtime job, a challenge to my health, which is now behind me. And there have been several potential job opportunities that I just couldn't do because they felt too sad. And so I'm a little confused about moving forward, but I would like to improve my finances. I'd like to use my skills, and I'd like to feel connected authentically to my path. So I'm wondering if you could hone in on that a little bit for me.
Interesting question. So in doing your numbers, first of all, your birth force or your life path number is a number 7. 7 means it's spiritual and it's money, and it does mean that it would say alone, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're without partnership or anything. It does mean that you have to be the person to steer your own ship all the time. For you, this year, 2017, for you is a number 9 personal year. So even though it's a universal number 1 year, which is new beginnings, for you it's finishing up. And so this whole year for you, number 1, is going to be about finishing up. And you know, these things have happened this is all parallel. So this is all everything that you're quote-unquote supposed to be doing. Let's put it that way. Releasing, you're letting go, you're surrendering. The jobs that feel sad, yes, there's a reason. You know, it's garnering up the trigger within you to say, what is going on here? Why am I getting positions that are not bringing me happies and happy feel goods? And so, so these positions, number one, are actually reflecting back to you where you have been emotionally. You mentioned your past health situation. You did lose a very long time job. There's been several offers. So it's mirroring, these offers are mirroring back to you where you're at on the inside, which is the sadness. So for you, again, under this new moon, like I told a previous caller, write down on paper what it is that you would like to manifest. Preface it with either I am or I have, one of the two. And that right there will help to start change the energies of what is coming your way. It will also help shift. It will help shift that, you know. And then, if it's something that would work for you, I would encourage you to get the radio special session with me, because we would be able to identify in further detail. Okay, what is going on? Because this needs to get released. And it needs to go. To welcome in the good, because there are, you have a lot of sunshine, that's the word that I keep hearing, there's a lot of sunshine headed your way, in 4 to 5 months, between 4 and 5 months. And sunshine, what that means in this context is that, first of all, it will help shift, you know, you're going to be in a better place perspective-wise with yourself. And even in just talking about this right now, that can help move that energy for you anyway, you know, and that's up to you and your intentions as well. So so between 4 and 5 months from now, you will be working in a place, to me it feels like it's going to be a line of work you've never done before, and you're open to it though, because now you're like, you know what? Okay, just like I started at the beginning of the show. Okay, you know what? I surrender. This is out of my power. I'm just going to ride this, and I'm going to make it the best surfing wave I've ever had in my life. And keep asking what else is possible. And that's another thing that we can do. That's like a walk meditation. What else is possible? What else is possible? Because that's inviting the good going on with you. So right now, it's time, even just take a day, and spend it with yourself and really think about, okay, what is it, if I were to work again and if I were to have my dream job or whatever, you know, those questions, but it is important. What is your passion? Write those things down, and then that will help bring back to you. Then you'll see the difference of what starts coming your way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Thank you so much. It sure does. Oh. Thank you, Zoe. I'll follow up and contact you for that special too.
Thanks, Marilyn. Have a great day today.
Great.
And we're going to get to Brittany, born June 11th, 1989. Brittany, you're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I was just calling to see what you see on my love life. I am in a fairly new relationship, and I was trying to see what you pick up on it.
Okay. All right. First of all, your life path is a number 8, and 8 means entrepreneur, and it means business, handling business. And so throughout your entire life, your whole life, you're going to always be handling business. So when it comes to your love life, it will be similar, where you're going to be handling business. And right now you're handling the business of, is this truly a right fit for me? That's what I see you experiencing, because it does feel like to you that this is a positive thing. I see you wanting to go slow, though, just because it in some ways it feels almost too good to be true, and because it is going so well. Does that make sense? Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Yes. And this one is, this experience is magic. So number one, I just want to validate that the things that you're afraid of, or, you know, thinking, oh, I don't think so. This is real. Now, keep your eyes wide open. We're still in Venus, the love planet, is still retrograde, meaning it's still going backwards until mid-April. So for this time being, and this is a favorite word of mine, belly float, belly float with this experience, belly float, and just allow, you know, allow yourself to enjoy this for what it is. This will unfold naturally, okay? Come about July or August, you're going to have a far better feel about where are you in this picture, how do you feel about it, and where do you want to take it. So enjoy it. And what the main focus for this particular experience is to help you stay in the moment, because previously with other experiences, with relationships, you were always trying to figure things out, what's going on, what this was. It was like a mental gymnastics competition. And with this one, you're finally starting to experience, is this what peace is like? Really? Okay. So it's teaching you to stay in the moment. So that's what I highly encourage you to do. Allow this to unfold on its own. And like I say, by mid-late summer, you'll have a good idea. But that's what this one of the things that it's really teaching you. Number two, it's teaching you to love yourself first. Because when we love ourselves first, that energy emanates outward, and that's what we bring back to us, is that same level of self-love. So just wanted to reinforce that too.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
There you go, Brittany.
You're welcome,
great day.
Brittany.
And our last call of the day is Donna. Donna's born April 21st, 1962. Donna, welcome to the show. You're live with Zoe. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Hello,
good morning.
Zoe. And thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
I don't know if you can help me with this, but I'm looking at if you see anything in the relationship, anything coming soon. I have a friend that I've been speaking to for 3 years. There's a connection there. Nothing has happened yet, but that seems like the fun, loving thing. And the relationship I have in date that could, you know, they travel, you know, not.
Mm-hmm,
do you
mm-hmm.
see me with any of them? I'm sorry to confuse you if I am.
Let's see here. So, yep, you do have a lot going on. Again, I'm getting the pictures here, and then I stop and I ask for the translation of it. So here's what I'm being shown. For whatever was just said, there is a person, one of these people, let's put it that way, there's something, one of them likes to do hiking or climbing. And what I'm being shown is, okay, so we're going, I'm being brought to the energy of that person. And the energy of that person is showing me daisies and a snow-capped mountain and meadows and is adventurous and is excited to go out into the world. And, you know, and this, the energy of this person would like to share these experiences with you. So that's what I keep being shown as a mountain climber.
and I know who that is. And the
movie's
making is To the Mountains. Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that is the energy that is coming through for you. That is definitely a person of interest to you. It does feel like this person can be aloof at times, and you're like, well, I don't think they would give a crap if I'm in their world or not. Yes, they do. This is just who they are. It's who they are. And the thing about this person is comfortable in their skin. And that's what you're looking for, too. You know, you are looking for the maturity aspect of things. Does that make sense?
Well, and I hate to cut Donna off, but we are out of time for more of the call. So we need to say thank you to everybody who's listening in. Zoe, you got like 12 seconds to say any last words, of wisdom.
Well, I'll tell you what, be in the moment, stay in the moment, surrender, take advantage of my radio special, go to zoenicklaus.com for those in the area. Karina's Bakery and 2 showcases coming up. And just follow me on Facebook. Find me at Zoe Nicklaus, and you'll see all my announcements for everything I'm doing.
There you go. Thank you,
Yay!
Zoe, and thanks to all the callers.
If you are
a caller that got on today, go back and listen to the replay and take notes for your call so you can, you know, get all the information that you're supposed to have. With that, thank you, everybody, for listening. Don't drive distracted. We'll be back live tomorrow, 8 a.m. with
America's top 50 psychic, Rebecca Fisk. Have a delightful
day. You've been listening to Rated G Radio. Yay.